The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 5th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Previously, all the great sages render service unto the transcendental personality of Godhead. Bhagavan, due to His existence above the three modes of materialness, they worship Him to become free from material condition. Whoever follows such sages is also eligible for liberation from the material world. Bhejire munaya athagre bhagavantam adhokshajam. There are some theories, that is not fact, that ultimately the absolute truth is impersonal. But here we find that agre, in the beginning, after creation, all the sages, first of all there was Brahma, and then He created so many saintly persons, Marichyadi, great sages, and they also engaged themselves in worshipping the Supreme Personality of God. Not impersonal, from the very beginning. Bhejire munaya atha agre, from the very beginning. Bhagavantam adhokshajam. Adhokshajam, we have described many times, beyond our sense perception. This absolute truth is a person, it is very difficult to understand, beyond our sense perception. Generally they think that how a person can create such huge cosmic manifestation. That is their building. They cannot accommodate in the teeny, poor brain that the original, absolute truth is a person. That is a problem. So, their idea is that by personal worship, one has to reach again to the impersonal, transcendence. But we don't find from the Shastra like that. Now the most authentic Shastra is Vedanta. Vedanta is accepted by all classes of men, because without accepting Vedanta, nobody will be bona fide. Generally they think that the impersonalists are Vedantists. Generally they think that that's a wrong conception. All the Vaishnavas, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, they are also Vedantists. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vedantist. We are also Vedantist. It is not that Vedanta is the monopoly of the impersonals. No. Now the Vedanta, in the beginning, it is, this first sutra is Athat Brahma Jigyan. So, to inquire about Brahma, the Absolute. Now, the next answer is Janmadasya Jataha. Brahma, the Absolute Truth, is that from whom everything emanates. Janmadasya Jataha. Now, this Janmadasya Jataha is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is explained by Vyasadeva himself. Vyasadeva is explaining Vedanta Sutra in his book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasayam Brahma Sutrana. See, Vyasadeva says, this is the real comment or bhāṣya of Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavata. Therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnava Goswamis, they did not write any comment on the Vedanta Sutra because they accept Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So why they should write again? But still, when there is such question raised in Jaipur, that the Gaudiya Vaishnava has no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, at that time Baladev Vidyabhushan, he wrote Govinda Bhasha on Vedanta Sutra. But still, Vedanta Sutra does not mean to understand impersonalism. No, that's not the fact. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, the Vedanta Sutra is discussed. Unfortunately, the professional Bhagavat reciter, they have got brain, nor do they explain from the very beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the very beginning, Vedanta Sutra is explained. Janmadasya Jataha. In the Vedanta Sutra, the answer is, the absolute truth is that from whom everything emanates. So Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Janmadasya Jata Annayati Taratascha Artheshu Abhigya Sarat. As soon as we speak that the original source of everything, Janmadasya Jata, so what is the nature of that original source? Whether it is a dead stone or a living being? That is the next question. Everything that we experience is coming from the Supreme Source. Whether that Supreme Source is a living being or a dead stone? What will be the answer? From common sense. From common sense, suppose, if we find out the original source of everything, what will be the nature of that original? The Bhagavad explains, therefore, Abhigya Sarat. He is not dead stone. Abhigya. He has got consciousness. He has got consciousness. What kind of consciousness? Annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya. He knows everything directly and indirectly. Now suppose we are also conscious. So what is the nature of our consciousness? Our consciousness is that I know directly everything of my body or of myself. But I do not know indirectly about yourself. I cannot say what is going on in your mind, in your body, what pains and pleasure you are feeling. But I can speak about myself that I am feeling like this, I am thinking like this, I am feeling like this, that I can say. So, my consciousness is not perfect. It is perfect so far I am concerned. But my consciousness does not spread upon you. But here it is said, Anayat and Vetirekabhyam Abhigya Arthesu Abhigya. The Absolute Truth knows everything, directly or indirectly. My knowledge is imperfect in this sense that I am eating something, it is being digested in the stomach, so many secretions are coming out, how they are forming into blood, and so many things are going on within the body. I am not directly concerned, neither I know directly. But the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Being, He knows everything in any corner of the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, His consciousness and my consciousness is, as so far possessing consciousness, the Absolute Truth and myself are one. But His consciousness is all-pervading, my consciousness is limited. So, the Absolute Truth cannot be limited, but we are limited. Therefore, here it is said, Bhejire munaya atha agri bhagavantam. In this, we have already discussed that the Absolute Truth is realized in three features. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sargat. The Absolute Truth is realized in three phases. Impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Person, Bhagavan. So, the ultimate realization is Bhagavantam, not the impersonal Brahma. That is not ultimate realization. That is partial realization. Even Paramatma realization, that is also partial. The complete realization is Bhagavan. Vadanti tat tattavidas tatyam jad jnanam adhyam. There is no duality in the Absolute Platform, that's a fact. But that does not mean the realization of Brahma is the same as realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not the same. There is no difference so far. The spiritual identity is concerned. The spiritual identity is the same, Brahma, Paramatma or Bhagavan. But because my realization is imperfect, therefore somebody says that Brahma realization is the supreme, somebody says The Paramatma realization is the supreme. Somebody says Bhagavan realization is the supreme. But factually, one who has got real realization, he knows the absolute truth is realized in three features according to one's capacity. The absolute truth is one. The example may be given, just like the sun god, the sun planet, and the sun sign. They are one. But according to the capacity, we are generally, we can realize the sun sign only. But sun sign is not the perfect realization of the sun. It is partial realization. Brahmeti paramatmeti. The full realization is Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Person. Vigraha means person. One who realizes the Supreme Person, and that Supreme Person is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadiradi Govindan Sarvakarana Karanam. That is real realization. So, one who has not reached to that point to realize Krishna, it is to be understood that his knowledge is still imperfect. But these persons who have got imperfect knowledge, they are passing as Vedantis and knows everything. They do not know. Krishna therefore says, Bhaunam Janmanam Ante. These impersonalists, the so-called Vedantis, the so-called men of knowledge, after many, many births, because it is not so easy to understand Krishna, the Supreme Person. They will have to wait for thousands of births to understand Krishna. They will have to wait, although they are very much proud of their knowledge. We know where they are. Partial realization. Of course, they are also in the same field. But they will not understand the Supreme Person. Those who understood the great sages in the beginning of the creation, Munaya, great, great sages, Marichi, Atreya, Vasishtha and others. So, they worship the Supreme Person, Bhagavantam, not the impersonal feature. Impersonal, actually, there cannot be any worship of the impersonal feature, Brahma. It is simply accepting some trouble. Klesha adhikatarasti sam abhaktya sakta chetusam. It is simply troublesome. But unfortunately, these impersonalists have spread all over the world. They have no sharp brain to understand the Supreme Person, and they are misguiding the whole population that either impersonalism or voidism, Nidvishesha Sunyavad. But this Krishna consciousness movement is against this. We are giving directly the name and address and the activities, everything of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are trying to find out the absolute truth. The absolute truth is the Supreme Person. Annayat and Abhigya. Abhigya means conscious. And what kind of conscious? What kind of knowledge? Sarat. All my knowledge, your knowledge is received from others without the Vedantis. The Vedantists, they also receive their knowledge from another Vedantist, the so-called Vedantist. Vedantists are, real Vedantists are the Vaishnavas. And the impersonalist Vedantists, because their knowledge is not perfect, therefore their knowledge of Vedanta is also imperfect. Because they do not know anything about the Supreme Person. Arujyakritchena parang padang tata patanti adha anadritajusmadanghaya. This is the version of Vyasdeva. Because they neglect the Supreme Person, anadritajusmadangha, the Vedantis, there are many Vedantis in Vrindavan, but they do not come to see the temple, because they think themselves that they have become Krishna. That is the Vedanta, so-called Vedanta philosophy conclusion. But Bhagavad said, the vimukta manina, they are thinking that they have become liberated. That is their concoction. Manina. If somebody thinks that I have become the richest man in the world, although he has nothing to show, to become richest man, there must be some symptoms. But if a poor man says that I am the richest man in the world, so one should test him, whether he has got the complete riches of the world. So simply thinking, concocting is one thing and fact is another. Fact is that we are teeny part and parcel of the Absolute Truth, but we are not actually absolute, we are relative truth. On the existence of the Absolute Truth, we are existing, but we have no independent existence, neither we have got independent knowledge, we are all dependent. The independent knowledge, Absolute Truth, is Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. That is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, Bhejire Munayathagre Bhagavantam Adhokshat. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, beyond the sense perception. This impersonal concept of the Absolute Truth is a negation of the material duality. But that is not absolute knowledge. Absolute knowledge is that when we reach Bhagavantam Adhokshayam. Sattang Visuddham. His existence is Visuddha, not contaminated. Our existence in this material existence, this is not Visuddha. This is contaminated by the modes of material nature. But his existence is Visuddha. Even Shankaracharya, he says in his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, Narayana parah abhaktyat, bhaktya bhaktyat. There are two material features, manifested and non-manifested. Shankaracharya agrees that Narayana, as soon as he says Narayana, he means the person. Person, the Supreme Person, Narayana, para abhaktyat, he is transcendental. His person is not the same person, personality, as we have got. There, see, that is, para means, that is adhokhajam. Beyond our sense perception. And there are so many other evidences. Krishna says that matta parataram nanyat. There is no more superior existence than myself. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin. Janmadvasya jata. This verse, this quote is explained by Krishna himself that I am the origin of everything. And Arjuna, who understood Krishna, he said, Parabrahma param dhamam pavitram paramam bhavan purusham. He accepted the absolute truth, a purusha, a person. So, the absolute cannot be impersonal. Imperson is one of the features of the absolute truth, but the absolute truth in the original understanding, he is person. As Krishna says, Brahmana aham pratistha. The impersonal Brahma is situated in him. It is his personal rays, effulgence of his bodily rays. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakut. He has got his bodily effulgence, just like the sun sign is the effulgence of the sun globe, and the sun globe, within the sun globe, there is sun god, Vivashyan. That is also, we get information from the Bhagavad Gita. The sun planet is not impersonal, not a lump of matter. There is the predominating deity in the sun globe, and his name is also given in the Bhagavad Gita, Vivashyan. Vivashyan manavipraha. Praha. He explained Bhagavad Gita, therefore he is a person. As we get this experience that from the sun globe, within the sun globe, there is a person, and due to the effulgence of that personal rays of the sun god, or the population there, every people being glowing, the whole sun planet is so powerful glowing, and the glow is distributed all over the universe. Similarly, there is a glowing effulgence of the Supreme Person. That is called Brahma Jyoti. That Brahma Jyoti is impersonal, but the Brahma Jyoti is resting on the personality of Krishna. So ultimate absolute truth is Krishna. That is the verdict of whole Vedic literature, Vedanta. And Krishna says that Vedaishta Sarvai Ahameva Veda. Anyone who has not understood Krishna, he has not studied the Vedic literature very perfectly. Vedanta vid Vedanta kritcha aham, Krishna says. He is the compiler of Vedanta. So who will know Vedanta better than Krishna? The so-called Vedantis, they are very much proud of their knowledge of Vedanta, but the real compiler of the Vedanta philosophy is Vyasadeva. His incarnation of Krishna. So therefore Krishna says, Vedanta Krit, Vedanta Vid. He is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra, and he knows what is Vedanta Sutra. Not the so-called Mayavadi philosophers. So we have to learn Vedanta Sutra from Krishna, not from others. Not from others. We are not going to be fooled. We know what is Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra points out that here is the person, Supreme Person, Krishna, Ishara Parama Krishna. Brahma says, Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. Krishna himself says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. He is the origin, because the Absolute Truth is the origin of everything. The Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. He is the origin of even Narayana. He is the origin of Brahma. He is the origin of Lord Shiva. He is origin of the Brahma effulgence. He is origin of Paramatma. Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishthati. So, but the origin from Paramatma is another expansion of Krishna. That is also explained. Iti changsakala pungsa krishtastu bhagavan sayam. With our this philosophy, Krishna consciousness, we are pointing out the Supreme Person, krishtastu bhagavan sayam. Everyone is searching after God. We are delivering. Krishna is delivering himself. That is his kindness. That is his mercy. And Lord Chaitanya is delivering Krishna. Krishna prema pradaya. Not only Krishna, he is giving love of Krishna. So, these Krishna consciousness people, they should not be misled by so-called Vedantists or impersonalists or voidists. They should stick to the principle as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.